Baby, I'm home. Where are you? Oh, there you are. How have you been today? Have you missed me? Come give me a hug. Oh, Bubs. You know I can't resist giving a few kisses to your adorable little face whenever I get home, right? You're so cute, and I just can't help but give you all the love I want you to feel every time I see you. So, what have you done today? Oh, that's nice. That's really nice. Good job, darling. You're doing great. I've been really busy today, too. Got groceries at the store. Got caught up with a few friends. Got told by my boss that I was gonna get a few more tasks to do soon, which means some extra cash flow. So, overall, pretty busy. But a pretty good day. But mostly, the entire day, I was just waiting to see this cutie in my arms here again. Oh, how I've missed you so much. Oh, right. I know. Too tight. I just can't help it, you know? I want to hug you, squeeze you, hold you close to me. We've been together for all this time, and you bet your ass that I'm not going to grow tired of hugging you. Holding you close is just absolutely the best. I wish I could just keep moments like this forever and never let go of you. Actually, I found out something interesting today. If you hug someone for more than 10 seconds, the body starts releasing oxytocin, which is one of the good chemicals. Serotonin is all the rage online, but oxytocin should not be factored out. Those little buddies are doing their best and absolutely deserve to be recognized for their hard work. Relieving stress, making you a bit happier and calmer. Every molecule counts. Yes, that's why I'm hugging you for so long. Oh, you know you love it. I come as advertised, baby. I put on my dating profile that I loved long hugs, and you said you liked those as one of the first things you sent me. So you can't go back on it 3 years later. Nope, etched into my memory forever. You're never gonna hear the end of it, I promise you that much. Well, if I'm a nerd, you're a dork. But you're my dork, and I'm your nerd, remember? Anyways, we were planning on having date night tonight, right? So, what's for date night? No, I remember it being your turn to choose. I chose to go out to the fancy Italian restaurant place last week, remember? Oh no, you didn't prepare anything? Well, how unfortunate. I guess that means I get to choose what we do now, and I say we cuddle all night long. How about that, huh? Oh, had you expected something else? No, I'm very much fine hugging and cuddling you all night as a date. In fact, I live for it. It's gonna be the best date ever. No need to go anywhere. We're just gonna put on the radio for background noise, We're going to lay down on the couch, and then you're going to put your head on my chest. And your punishment for not preparing anything for date night is having to spend all night cuddled up to me. And then maybe, once it's time for bed, you get to think of something fun to do again. I mean, a crime so vile has to be punished after all. We can't just have you being a cutie that goes without a night of cuddles this week, can we? I am going to enjoy this greatly. In fact, I think I'll be enjoying it a lot more than you. Even though you're probably going to be so comfortable in my arms with your head on my chest. Feeling my heartbeat nearly match yours, and my soft skin against yours, that you'll be the first out of the two of us to fall asleep. Oh, don't lie to me. I know that you're already yawning. You can't hide it from me. Especially not if you're doing it right next to my ear in the middle of a hug. You're going to go with me to the couch where you're going to get nice and comfortable until you're asleep, okay? But first, we need to get it to be as cozy as I want it to be. Scented candle, that warm, fuzzy gray blanket we both like so much. Maybe even light up the fireplace for extra warmth. And then once everything's set, we'll be on the couch, and you're going to fall asleep in no time. You hear me? Good. Now why don't you go find the candle and a lighter, and I'll do the rest, okay? There we go. Isn't that nice? We've got a soft, warm blanket to snuggle up underneath, in addition to the soft, fiery touch of the fireplace. And the slight crackle of the firewood serving as background noise. Now all that's left to do is to get this started. I'm going to lay down first, and then you lay down on top of me. There we are. Can you feel it? My soft skin against yours. My heartbeat slowly pounding through your ears. It feels nice for me to have you this close. Incredibly nice. I've always been really physical with my affection. They used to tell me that I gave out more hugs when I was a child than some people did in their entire lifetime. And I'm happy I found you, because you're just so great with it. I had some people tell me they didn't like it, but there's not really a way for me to turn it off, you know? How do you change the way you express how you feel about people? And should someone be allowed to force you to change that? I don't think I should get that serious. The sun's down already. So getting too deep in my own head is usually just going to open doors that are closed for a reason. I really like that you taught me that trick. What was the phrasing again? Don't trust what your head says about you after 11 p.m. Yeah, great rule to keep in mind. You're so smart, my love. So bright, so wise, such a marvel. But especially nice and warm against my body. Your head on my chest gives it that kind of weight that feels good, you know? Like a weighted blanket, but more natural. And being able to hug you tighter against me is definitely a plus. Do you want me to stroke your hair? I know you always enjoy it when I do that. Get you nice and relaxed while you let your body go limp on top of me. Alright, darling. Your wish is my command. There, there. Don't worry. There's nothing to be worried about. I'm right here, and you're safe, warm, and comfortable. You're all I could ask for, baby. Just give in to the cuddles. That's all I need from you. Well, of course I'm interested in you, silly. It's just that I know you haven't had the greatest week so far. And maybe a pick-me-up halfway through is just what you need to be the go-getter I know you are the last half of the week. So I'm trying to help you relax as much as I can. Recharge your batteries. There you go, melting into me like that. I live for that moment. When your body finally goes, ah, this is a good place to rest. And your muscles relax, allowing you to just fully give into the snuggles. Ah. Literally perfection. Especially when it's you. It's something about knowing that the person you love, deep down inside, feels safe with you. Not just consciously, but instinctually too. Their body, the one thing they can't force to lie. Just showing you that, yes, we're safe here. We can let our guard down and let everything be. This is where we can be who we want to be. Do what we want to do. And it's so nice to know that it truly is like that for me and you. I'm really comfortable. Just give me a bit longer, okay? Just lay right there, right on my chest. I know we've done this 1,000 times before, but I want to just capture this moment in my mind again and again and again. when we grow old and tired together. I want this to be the way I remember us. Trusting each other, loving each other, hugging and snuggling and comfortable.